Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for tuning in today to Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I am so excited, as I am every week, that each one of you take time out of your busy little schedules to join me and listen to what it is that we are going to be talking about for the week. Now, if you are a regular listener, thank you so much for tuning in again. And if you are a new listener, thank you so much for joining us for the first time. I always say each week to new listeners to be sure and go back and listen to any of the episodes that we have posted before, because they have very important information for you to guide you in your everyday life. So feel free to go back and listen to one, two, three, or all of the previous episodes. I'm sure you will enjoy them. So today, instead of me coaching you all on a certain topic like I do each week and giving you tips like I do each week, I thought it would be important for me to talk to you at your level all about me. Now, one of my first episodes that I talked about, or I did, was specifically designed to explain to parents and little kiddos about what Listen and Learn with Me podcast would be about. And in that episode, if you had not listened, I directed a lot of what I was saying to the parents. I told them about my professional career, and I told them about my work history. And of course, if you were, you know, a young listener and you tuned into that episode, then you would know some of the adult things that Miss Cynthia is all about. But I thought that I would get a little bit deeper with you all, my young kiddos, and talk to you at your level about just a little bit about what it was like for me growing up and how I became the adult, and I like to say the cool adult, that I am today. So I want to spend a little bit of time talking with you about that. So for you guys this week, this is just a kickback and chill kind of week. You can take notes if you normally do, but I just simply want you to sit back and relax and enjoy this quick story time. So, there was a time ago, years ago, when I was a young kid just like you. And when I grew up in the 1980s. Can you guys believe that? And even when I say that, and when I talk about the 1980s, that feels like it's like 100 years ago, but it's not quite 100 years ago, guys. It's not quite. I know many of you might have been born in the, you know, maybe 90s, or majority of you probably born in the 2000s, but back in the 80s, it was a different type of decade, you know? So we didn't have all the cool games like you have, like Fortnite, for example, or Minecraft. I don't even know if Netflix was even a thing. I don't even know if YouTube was as popular as it was before, or as it is now. And I know for a fact that I didn't have any of those things. You know, one of the game systems that we had was the Nintendo, and not a Nintendo Switch. It was like this basic Nintendo, which right now are considered to be antique, if you will. But we had, you know, the very, very basic Super Mario game, or the Sega Genesis. Many of these gaming systems that are either advanced to this day or, you know, they're no longer in stores. So we had those things. We didn't have all the cool things that many of you guys have today. And, you know, I was okay with that. I enjoyed going outside and playing with friends in the neighborhood and, you know, just hanging out and talking and running and jumping and skipping, riding bikes or riding scooters. Those were the things that I enjoyed doing with my friends in my neighborhood. And when I went to school, I enjoyed talking to my friends in school. And I enjoyed hanging out with my friends in school. So that was really cool. Even when I was in elementary, middle, and high school, I enjoyed it. I had a great group of friends. And, you know, I wasn't really the popular kid in certain areas. Like in high school, I did band. In middle school, I was really creative with art. In elementary school, I actually was the valedictorian of my fifth grade class. And so that was really cool. But I was really into my academics and I was really into my schoolwork. And so those things kept me busy. But like I said, I had a ton of fun. Now, those were all the good things, guys. Let's talk about the things that were not so great. And, you know, when I talk to my kids at Listen and Learn, when we have our social groups, whether they are in person or virtual, my kids talk to me heavily about things that bother them when they're in their schools at this current day. So I want to share some of those things that are similar to some of the things that others might have talked with me about. For example, when I was a young girl, I do remember being bullied. I do remember kids that I thought were my friends bullying me, saying very, very, very ugly things about me. And it was hard. Sometimes I would be sad. Sometimes I would tell my parents. Sometimes I wouldn't tell my parents. Sometimes I would cry because I did not know what to do. But I was glad that I spoke with my parents or my older sister. I was glad that I spoke with them about those things because it was very helpful for me. So if you feel like you're being bullied, please, 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 please speak to an adult. Okay? That's really important for you guys to do. And know that eventually all will be well. If you're being bullied at school, speak to a school administrator, speak to a teacher or a counselor, and let them know immediately what's going on. That will not make you a weak person or a bad person. Actually, that will make you a strong person. So please, if you're being bullied in any way, if someone's talking about your hair, your skin color, your clothing, your shoes, anything, especially if someone is hitting you or touching you, go speak to an adult immediately, okay? I cannot stress that enough, guys. So those are the things that I did. And when I made it home from school, I would complete my homework immediately because I knew that I wanted to get outside and play with my friends before the sun went down. And what we used to say back in the 80s and 90s, before the street light came on. Because once the street light came on, we had to go inside of our homes to get ready to go to bed. So I wanted to have all the fun that I could possibly have with my friends and my neighbors before I had to go inside to prepare to go to bed. And we had a great time, and I look forward to that, guys. I really did. I look forward to it. So I made sure that I had all of my homework completed, which is what I want to encourage you to do. When you get home, take a few minutes break. Take a snack break or do whatever you need to do to regroup. And if you're going to virtual, once you sign off from your computer, take a few minutes break to relax your mind. That's super duper important, okay? And then once you do that, you can talk to mom and dad and see if you can do whatever you like. If you want to go outside and hang out with friends, which I highly recommend, do that. But be sure that you have all of your work completed, all of your homework completed, and that it is accurate and it is correct, okay? So, you know, with that, I found myself really enjoying reading books, really enjoying studying, and that made me very, very smart. So I love that. And with that, I started to make some really great choices because I knew that if I did the right things, then I would have great results that would come my way. But I also knew if I did not make the right choices or if I made mistakes and if I did things that weren't right, then, you know, there were consequences that went along with that, okay? So I tried my best to do the right thing at all times. I learned how, as a child, to be nice to my friends and be respectful to adults. And, you know, I grew up and I knew that I wanted to do something great. I always knew that. Even as a young child your age, whether you were 4 listening to this or 8, 12, or 18, I knew as a young child that I wanted to grow up and do something great. I knew that I wanted to have my own business. I knew that I wanted to work with kids. And that's exactly what I worked to do. Now, there were some major, what I like to call hurdles or bumps in the road. Sometimes things didn't go right. And sometimes I would get frustrated. But I always learned to practice patience, okay? I want you to say that with me. Practice patience. Ready? Practice patience. Let's say it one more time. Practice patience. Good job. Good job. So practice patience. And know that in time, when you practice patience, you find yourself getting relaxed and you get much better and much stronger in all that it is that you do. Okay? So keep that in mind. And I practiced that and I learned that. And so when I became an adult, I was able to start my own business. And guess what my business is? Listen and learn, okay? So that business is a business where I do what it is that I love. It doesn't even feel like work at all because I'm able to work with children and I'm able to teach children. And children are able to teach me. Did you all know that you can be a teacher too? Even at your young age, you can be a teacher. My kids, my students, they teach me all the time. And they really make me laugh. That's the funniest thing of all. They make me laugh. But they teach me things. They teach me how to work with them. They let me know what is right and what they appreciate and what they enjoy doing and what they dislike doing, you know? So I listen and I learn from them. And that's why I say it's listen and learn. Let us listen first to one another and then we can learn together, which means I'll listen to you and learn what you like or dislike. You listen to me and learn what I like or dislike. And then we can move forward and learn together. So guys, I just wanted to share that with you, just a little teeny bit about Miss Boyd or Miss Cynthia or Cece, as many people call me, many of my kiddos call me. You guys, be sure to set goals, because that's another thing that I did when I was a young girl. Set goals for yourself and make plans for what you want to do, whether it is daily plans, it's weekly plans, monthly plans, or yearly plans. Set those goals and hold to them, okay? And if you see if you're getting off track with your goals, then just step back for a little bit and take a break. It's okay. Your parents are there to support you. Your guardians are there to support you. And your teachers are there to support you. Okay? Additionally, even though I know many of you have never met me before, I am here to support you through this platform, okay? You can email me. You can, you know, reach out to me on my social media pages if you have any questions. Do what you need to do. And, you know, we're constantly working as we transition into schools. Like I said last week, we're constantly working to make you guys the best that you can be, okay? And even if you feel like you're the best that you can be, let's plan to make you even better, okay? So, thank you guys for listening. Parents, that was definitely for the kids. I hope you all enjoyed it as well. I hope you were able to listen with your student or your child, rather. And I hope that, you know, they can learn that everybody goes through something. You know, a lot of times parents, many of my kiddos feel like it's just them and the world is against them. But I constantly encourage them by saying, it is okay to feel that way, but have a plan to maneuver around that, okay? What's your plan going to be? So that's why I talk about goals. So, you know, for the young listeners, the young learners, parents, I definitely want you to be actively involved in, you know, creating little goals with them, whether they park their bike in the right place in the garage or put their laundry away. Just set up things for them, keeping their rooms clean, little small things that they can do. And for the tweens and teens, you know, advance those goals for them. What do they want to do in their, you know, middle school career, their late elementary school career? Give them some of that responsibility to come up with those goals. And of course, the same for high schoolers, even those who are transitioning into college. All of this information is beneficial for them. So, website, as you all know, is listenandlearnllc.com. The phone number is 678-919-2117. Please follow us on Facebook. We are getting ready to have a virtual back-to-school bash, and this thing is going to be what these kids call lit or fire or however. It's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. That is actually Saturday, August 22nd, 2020. It is by invitation only, and it is booked at this time. So I hope to, on our Facebook page, which is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA, I plan on having many snippets of our video sessions there. You know, again, if you need to email me, please do so at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. Of course, if you're listening here on anchor.fm or Spotify or any of the other outlets, please feel free to leave a review or a voicemail if you're listening to me on anchor.fm. And as I always say, take care, guys. Do your best. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.